Good morning. We're continuing with Yodim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning about Klal Chavav Chav Zayin, Melachos of Kosher and Matir. Looking at the Siman Hey, so Siman Hey discusses an interesting case. For a few points over here. The first one is that in a case where you can't untie something, you're allowed to cut it. We saw this idea before. A person has a kli, and the way they used to tie it up, used to seal it, was by tying it around. So if this is a kli which is used on and off a regular basis, so so a person can cut the rope which is around it. Person has some type of food which has a string tied around it. I think the most case, which would be common case, would be a person gets a box from the bakery, and some bakeries are tied around with it, some twine. So a person could cut that twine. The psikos told us mutter kasheno nasa yedei zekli. So cutting something which is just a rope, and it's not making it a better kli in any way, the rope a better kli, as mutter to do. Then he gets involved in a case which I'm not familiar exactly what that is. But he moves the following case. I will also not take a zug menalim a turim yachad. A person takes his shoes to the shoe repair, and he comes back, and the shoes are tied together. The person, in order to not lose the shoes, to keep them together, they shouldn't lose the pair, has tied the shoes together. Now, from the Uman's perspective, he has no intention to undo it. He might have done it a few days before. On the other hand, he might have done it that day, and as far as he's concerned, the Baalim can undo whatever they want. So the owner might undo it immediately. On the other hand, the owner might leave it for that for days before they use the shoe. So till now we've been discussing a knot, which we say if a person plans to leave it for 24 hours, it's considered a kesher, at least for some level of a time period, and that's also to undo. It's not a kesher shakayama because he plans to undo it, but he plans to leave it a certain amount of time. It's already also mid rabbanan, which is according to Rashi Shita, and we follow we're machmir like Rashi Shita. Here it's confusing because there's two people who have a say over this knot: the person who made it and the person who's going to be using it. The person who's made it really hasn't really made a decision how long it's going to last for. As far as he's concerned, it can be undone immediately. But the recipient might not undo it till a period of time. So that the comes out that the one who made it really had das, that it shall last for a while, it potentially shall last for a while. So the Chayyarim says, also not take a lot of zug menalim, a term yachad, you have a pair of shoes which are tied together. So you can't take it apart. But notice he says the case over here is tefirah. You sew them together. He didn't tie them together. He sewed them together. And he's saying, even if you'll argue, what we just said is considered not a kesher shakayama, if they're sewn together, it's aser. Why is that? The concept of shakayama is unique to the malacha of kesher, of kosher, not to the malacha of teifer, which opposite of that is kareya, because the malach of kareya is, the malach of teifer is sewing something together, the malach of kosher is tying something together. So what's the difference? You sew something together, you make it into one unit, and when you tie something together, it remains two independent units. So to give tefira, to give kashira chashivas, when it bets him, it's not such a chasha malacha because the two items remain distinct and separate. We say that chashivas will only be true if it's also in conjunction with the fact that it's going to last for a period of time. However, tefira, the act of sewing something together, making it into one unit, that's a chasha of action in and of itself. and therefore the fact that it's not shakayama, it's not going to last for a very long period of time, is not necessarily a criteria which is valid to define the malacha of Teifer. So when it comes to Tvira, this Heter Ben Shakyama is not going to be valid. But there is an opinion which says that that's incorrect. We do actually equate the Heterim of Tefira and Kashira. In the same way in Kashira, there's a Heter of Ben Shakyama, there's a Heter in Tvira of Ben Shakyama. Rachel Yaakov if they or it's a person should only rely on this opinion, not the about an Amor Oritz who will get confused by the action that he's doing. So Halacha L'maaseh, the Ramah actually says one can rely on this opinion, but he does make the stipulation that a person should not use this heter in front of an Amor Oritz. So this has many hashlachot, which we will clarify in the upcoming shurim here and over here, and in conjunction with the malacha of Kareya and Teifer, to clarify this point that this kula that we're talking about now, that there's a heter in Tvira of Enoshakayama. Have a good day.